Millions of children in this country are participating in psychiatric care. Suicide is a major cause of death among teenagers. Boys, lacking positive male influence, form violent gangs in an attempt to prove their masculinity. The statistics are so staggering, they don't even bother us anymore. Children killing children, unmarried teen pregnancies, the drug culture. And all this, where is Dad? These are the headlines. In a moment, we're going to look at the important news behind the headlines.
Welcome to the Good News Program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. The Good News doesn't try to cover up today's problems. This is a program that dares to look at today's dilemmas and ask the questions that must be asked. It seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. Please join Gary Petty for a discussion of today's Good News subject.
In the agricultural-based society in the early years of the United States, a family's economic survival depended a great deal upon father, mother, and children working together. The Industrial Revolution changed that dynamic, with many fathers leaving the farm to spend long hours working in factories. In many families, the mother became the primary parent, nurturer, and teacher, while the father was, for the most part, a figurehead and last line of discipline. The additional stresses of this information age and the disintegration of the traditional values due to our post-Christian, post-modern society have further removed many fathers from any active role in parenting. This lack of fatherhood has contributed to a corresponding rise in juvenile crime, drug and alcohol abuse, violence, and teen pregnancies. We can't underestimate the impact fathers have on the lives of our children. Yet none of us are born with all the knowledge and skills needed to be a good father. It's not like children come from the womb with instruction books attached. Fatherhood is like being a master craftsman. It is a set of learned skills that is supposed to be passed on from generation to generation, from father to son. When dad is clueless or not even around, how can a son learn fathering skills? The National Center for Fathering, after extensive research, came up with these statistical results on children who grow up in fatherless homes. They are more likely to drop out of school, suffer from poverty, receive welfare, marry early, have children out of wedlock, divorce, commit delinquent acts, and engage in drug and alcohol use. What influences do we as fathers exert on our children's development? The same research center came up with the following conclusions. Fathers exert influence on their children in, well, one, the genetic background the children receive. Our children's ethnic heritage and their position in the family structure, the behavior a child will model, the occupational choices children will make, the ways children will behave and the attitudes they will have towards their own children, the material resources children will have when the father is gone, and the memories his children will have after he dies or they separate from the family. Dads contribute to the attitudes their children will have towards the child's future mate, and to a certain extent, how their children will view God as a father. Adults who experience an abusive father or were abandoned many times struggle with the concept of God as a loving father. It is absolutely vital that our children get a good education. This isn't an anti-education or even anti-public school statement. But we must not forget that as important as reading, writing, and arithmetic are, they are not the most fundamental principles of a person's character. The real foundation of education is found in the Bible, in Psalm chapter 78, verses 1 through 7. The psalmist writes, "Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from our children, telling to the generation to come the praises of the Lord, and his strength, and his wonderful works that he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that we should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, the children who would be born, that they may arise and declare them to their children." And here's what is to be passed on from generation to generation, father to son, "that they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments." We must be diligent to daily teach our children the foundations of godly character, how to pray, faith in God, how to search the Scriptures, how to treat other people, honesty, a work ethic, how to have the strength to stand against the crowd. Education without a biblical foundation may prepare someone for a career, but believe me, there's a tremendous difference between having a good job and experiencing a successful, balanced life. When I say balanced, I mean successful socially, physically, mentally, and spiritually. A second myth is that once a child reaches the early teen years, peers will become the major influence and parents really have no power then in their child's development past that point. You know, this is true only if we as parents allow that to happen. Christians must combat wrong peer pressure by spending sufficient amounts of time with our children. Spending time with your teens is just as important as spending time with them when they were younger. Showing interest in their hobbies and schoolwork is vital, as well as supplying alternative activities to provide them with productive use of their time. Now, a third myth is that television is a good babysitter. Now, I know few of us would say that we want the TV to raise our children, but television many times becomes sort of a de facto babysitter. We have so many studies linking short attention span, behavioral problems, and learning disabilities to too much time spent in front of the television set. Get control of their television viewing, both in amount of time and in types of programs, especially when they're in their preteen years. A fourth common myth is that parents shouldn't guide a child's spiritual development, but allow each child to find his or own spiritual center. This secular philosophy is the antithesis of the family purpose designed by God and revealed in the pages of your Bible. It is a certainty that if a parent doesn't give their children spiritual guidance from the earliest ages, believe me, others in society will. Just because we don't give our children proper religious training doesn't mean that the secular and often anti-Christian elements in our society play by the same rules. How can we be better dads? We're going to discuss this topic with a marriage and family counselor in the next segment. We'll be right back.
Mankind has been remarkably successful in many material and physical ways. For example, we have successfully mastered the skies, and so airplanes and spacecraft fly safely. We have successfully transplanted hearts and even genetically cloned animals. Many things work successfully because we have followed the physical laws and principles that make them work. But have you ever wondered whether there are laws and principles that make life itself work successfully for you? Are there biblical principles that lead to a successful life? Find the answers in our free booklet, Making Life Work. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your free copy. Whether it is family success or greater personal achievement in other ways, there are timeless principles of success which are explained in this 32-page full-color booklet, Making Life Work. Call now. Get on the road to success and make your life work. Call 1-800-966-9232.
Have you had about all the bad news you can take? Maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is a full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. It is absolutely free, and there is no charge or obligation. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The magazine is free. The contents are priceless. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org.
I'd like to welcome marriage and family counselor Gary Antion to the program today. This is the second time you've been with us, and we appreciate you taking time out of your busy teaching and counseling schedule to be here.
Well, I'm sure glad to be here to contribute on this very important topic.
Well, today we've been discussing the importance of the father in child development. Why is dad so important to the family?
Because the family is important, and dad is a very important part of the family. The biblical teaching is what we call today the nuclear family. The nuclear family composed of father, mother, and children. which is now composing only about one quarter of all the families that are out there, because there's single parent families and step blended families, as they're called today. And as a result, this biblical model is rapidly disappearing from what we see. But as far as a dad's importance to the family is concerned, he's important because the family is a very basic building block of all society. And dad is there as a source, as an example, as a resource, as a support, as one who can give the unconditional love in a family from a masculine perspective. He also is there as a role model. A recent study has shown that where dads or moms are absent from a family, that family, the children who grow up in such a family, are likely to perpetuate what they have seen take place. Divorce then will beget divorce. Unrealistic expectations of family and marriage come about because children are not there to see a family in its reality. So a dad is vitally important to a family, not only as a breadwinner, not only as a main provider, because, as we know, even in working families where both spouses work, the wife is one who is more the caregiver in the home, and the strength and support that a dad can provide in a family is invaluable to the success of a family.
You know, you mentioned the word masculine impact or masculine influence. What are some of the ways that the father helps develop a son specifically?
Well, a son, from my studies and from my observations, I'd like to share just a brief personal example. When I was growing up, I had a dad who was the son of a stepfather, because his dad died when he was just an infant. And my dad grew up in a home where he was not loved and not cared about. Soon after that, he left that home and had to basically kind of fend for himself from about the age of 8 onward. He provided a wonderful example for us. He learned somehow to care. He learned that time was important to spend with his family. And so his role model for me of hard work, of diligence, of faithfulness to his wife, my mother, now over 67 years of marriage, has been a something that I will always treasure. And from my studies, I see that a son needs a father, a boy needs a father, because he needs to see an example. Otherwise, he will not have those special male attitudes that are absolutely essential for a boy to grow into a man. He also needs to see what a father is like, what a husband is like. He needs to have a sense of the work ethic. He needs to hear his father talking about how he worked, what he did. And those transmit to that child wonderful lessons for that child's future. I remember my dad never being afraid to say he's sorry if he did something wrong, and also not being afraid to lay down the law, because children do need to have limits and guidelines. So a son needs a dad tremendously, because he learns from his father the special male attitudes necessary for him to grow into manhood successfully.
We can see that a son needs a father as a role model. How about the impact that dads have on daughters? I suppose that's quite different on daughters than sons.
Well, surprisingly, while a son looks to a dad as an example, a daughter needs a dad even more so. A daughter needs to receive from her dad the special characteristics that her father has. Perhaps even more of a need for her to see her dad's strengths, to feel and sense the protection that he gives. After all, he is has a deeper voice. He is larger, generally bigger in size. And also, he as a person projects a sense of protection for the family. And my experience in dealing with individuals and youths and young people is that they do need that, the girls do need the strength that comes from a father, the strength that they perceive that comes from him. It is also with a dad that a girl really loves someone of the opposite sex for the first time. She loves her dad. That's the only man in her life for many years of her life as she's growing up. And that approach, that proper approach, that appropriate amount of love and affection is something that helps that young lady to grow up to be appreciated. With a dad in her home, she is able to see what a father should be like for her future, what a husband should be like, how a husband treats a wife. So those are valuable assets to a young lady as she grows up. She also learns what to like and what not to like in a man by observing her father. It is important for dads to show their daughters affection and attention. Appropriate affection, I may add, because as we know in this day and age of child abuse and so on, many have gone inappropriately and damaged their children. But from a father, he needs to show an appropriate amount of love for that child. I remember one young lady lamenting to me, she said, you know, Mr. Antion, she said, I don't ever remember my dad hugging me. And I almost broke into tears right there when I heard her say that, because I think it's a shame that a young person does not feel the love and the attention and the affection from a parent, and particularly a father to a daughter helps give them a sense of strength and support that they need in life.
Fatherhood is a daunting task. Dads, we have an important role to play in the development of the next generation. And we'll talk more about how you can become a better father right after this.
Frankly, life just isn't working for some people. Maybe you have noticed the incredible proliferation of self-help books on store and library bookshelves. You may not realize that most families already own the best self-help book ever published. Millions of copies have been printed, and it's been translated into hundreds of languages. Its words have been around for thousands of years. This book is your Bible. The sponsors of this radio program have put together a booklet titled Making Life Work that helps you make sense out of life. It's filled with practical, down-to-earth advice from the pages of your Bible. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your free copy of Making Life Work. There is no cost or obligation, and it may change your life for the better. Ask for your free copy today by calling 1-800-966-9232. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Are you tired of hearing nothing but bad news? Well, here's some good news. You can receive a year's subscription to the Good News Magazine absolutely free. The Good News Magazine isn't a Pollyannish cover-up of today's problems. It is a magazine that dares to look at today's problems and ask the questions that must be asked. The Good News seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered in the pages of your Bible. Today's radio program is sponsored by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. Your free subscription to the Good News has already been paid. You will never be sent a bill or be obligated in any way. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. That's 1-800-966-9232 for your free subscription to the Good News Behind the Headlines.
We're back with Gary Antion discussing the importance of dads in the family. You know, I think there are many fathers out there who would like to become better dads. Where do they start? How do we start the process?
Well, the way to start this process is to be willing to change. Most of us have done what we feel is a creditable job as dads. Some of us have not done as good a job as we wished. But the best way to start is to take a look at ourselves and say, be willing to admit that we could have done a better job. And to seek out how we can be a better dad. To be willing to change is not easy to do. But as human beings, we are able to change, unlike animals who are sort of programmed. But once we get into a routine, it's hard to break it. We must be willing to change and acknowledge that we haven't done as good a job as we could do. And if we still have the children available, whether they're young or whether they're older, we can go to them and say, you know what, I realize I haven't done as good a job as I needed to do, and please forgive me, but I want to be a good dad to you. We have to realize that children, no matter what age, are a gift from God. that we've been given a privilege as individuals to be able to have them in our lives for a certain period of time and influence them, hopefully positively to some extent. Realizing that wonderful gift will enable us to want to help them the best way we can. If you have little kids at home, it's never too late to start, and you can receive the help you need by going to God who loves children. Children, the word children is used numerous times in the Bible because God does care about children. Jesus Christ himself was not ashamed to pick up little children, hold them in their arms. So as parents, as dads, we must be willing to look to God and say, give me some help, Father, because I don't know what to do here. And you can also read books about parenting. There are several new books out on the market, but there are old ones too, that Ross Campbell, How to Love Your Children, How to Love Your Teenagers. There are new books out, Always Daddy's Girl, and what it takes to make the good son. There are lots of good books out there that are available that can give us some tips we can learn things from if we're willing to look into them and say, what can I do better? If we ask our children, how can I be a better dad to you? What can I do? What would you like? And we also have to be willing to change our lives once we see those mistakes in our lives.
You know, I know there's a lot of fathers out there that really want to become better dads, but they didn't have any role models themselves. And they're wondering, where do I go to learn fathering skills? I mean, what advice do we give to them?
Well, I believe the scriptures can give you some good support in this line, but before my wife and I were able to have children, we were childless for 5 years. We didn't even think we would ever have children. We thought we would spend the rest of our lives just as a childless couple. And I know there are many out there who may be in that same condition. We looked at others who had children, and we watched and we observed, and we saw the good fruits that came from it, and we also saw fruits that we didn't feel that were so good in how people treated their children. And what we determined that if God would ever give us a child, if we would ever have children, which we ended up having, two girls, that we would try to learn from the mistakes we saw in others and also from the positive aspects. So I would say, look at good families. Why is that family so happy? Look at their example and look at their model and see how they are, in addition to reading and studying about others. But I would say, watch others. See what makes a good family, and then ask questions of them, and then learn to do the same in your family.
Well, Gary, we really appreciate you being here on the program. We hope you'll join us again.
Well, I'll be my pleasure again.
So, how can all of us as fathers and grandfathers learn to develop better skills of fatherhood? You know, three things that we can do, just wrapping it up. First, renew your commitment to God. When Solomon was faced with the responsibilities of being king of Israel, he went to God and admitted that he lacked the knowledge and abilities to fulfill his duty and ask for wisdom. We need, as fathers, to go to God and ask for guidance as parents. We also need to be praying for our children's protection, help, and their relationship with God. Secondly, renew your relationship with your wife. One of the greatest gifts you can give your children is a good relationship with their mother. It is in the family that they learn many of the relationship skills, character development, and the value system that will determine their success in life. And third, renew your commitment to being a father. This means spending time getting to know them, even if they're older teens. It's never too late to reach out to your children. It is important to remember that children, depending on their maturity level, tend to react to situations emotionally first, cognitively second. This means that the more a child feels loved, the more responsive they will be to parent guides and discipline. Dads, the bottom line is that the closer and more positive the personal relationship we have with our children, the more apt they are to listen to us. Simply share life with your children. Eat meals together. Develop family rituals. Go on family outings. Do the yard work together. Attend school activities. It is us, as fathers, who will help shape the world for generations to come. Why were you born? There's a big difference between grasping your future and simply going on the way you have been. The choice, as always, is up to you. And if you have any comments or suggestions about Good News Radio, email us at gnradio@ucg.org. Join us next time when we continue to explore what the Bible really says about your future. For Good News Radio, I'm Gary Petty.
Mankind has been remarkably successful in many material and physical ways. For example, we have successfully mastered the skies, and so airplanes and spacecraft fly safely. We have successfully transplanted hearts and even genetically cloned animals. Many things work successfully because we have followed the physical laws and principles that make them work. But have you ever wondered whether there are laws and principles that make life itself work successfully for you? Are there biblical principles that lead to a successful life? Find the answers in our free booklet, Making Life Work. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your free copy. Whether it is family success or greater personal achievement in other ways, there are timeless principles of success which are explained in this 32-page full-color booklet, Making Life Work. Call now. Get on the road to success and make your life work. Call 1-800-966-9232.
Have you had about all the bad news you can take? Maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is a full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. It is absolutely free, and there is no charge or obligation. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The magazine is free. The contents are priceless. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org. You've been listening to the Good News Radio Program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. We seek the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. To receive your free copy of the literature offered on today's program, please call toll-free 1-800-966-9232. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. 1-800-966-9232.